Health planner within the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, David Latchman, said a number of wards have been relocated to accommodate rehabilitative work taking place at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital.
The female surgical ward has been relocated. The kitchen area has been relocated. We have some storage area that we had at the hospital. We have established a bulk storage facility at the nurses' hospital. Physiotherapy area, we have done some adjustment there as well. All of these areas are currently the mat ward, female surgical, the kitchen area, the storage and physiotherapy area are currently under construction. We have a contract with Hutchison Construction, and they're the one who have been contracted, in fact, on this project, and they're actually a couple months into the work on these areas.
Mr. Latchman said there has also been a restriction to the number of persons visiting the hospital, and he appealed to persons not to enter the compound unless they are visiting a patient.
We are going to have to limit the amount of persons entering the compound at one time. For instance, if you have someone in a particular ward, we would not be allowing 4 and 5 persons to enter at the same time to go and see that person. We can do it in phases. 2 persons can go in, another 2 can go in, but we would not allow 4 and 5 persons around the bed area. Because we're actually doing work on site as well, there are some people who tend to go into the compound and just wander around. We don't want to have anybody coming in contact with the construction site for safety reasons. So that is an additional measure to make sure that when you go at the security, we make sure that you're actually going in to a ward to see someone.
Mr. Latchman also listed a number of other projects that are taking place under the 10th EDF project.
Well, this is the only part of the program that we are doing. Under the 10th EDF program, there are a number of other facilities being upgraded. We just had the mental health center, the temporary facility at Orange Hill, constructed, and we have moved the patients out there a couple of months ago. But we now have the actual works on the mental health center at Glen. We have 3 doctor's quarters that are currently under construction in Sandy Bay, which is very close to completion now. We have one that is being built in Chateaubelair, and we have one that is being built in Canawan. We also have a full staff quarters that is being attached to the Union Island Hospital. We also, a couple of days ago, we had the reopening of the Clare Valley Clinic, and we also have the Beckway Hospital that is under construction and should be completed within the next 3 or so months.
Health planner within the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, David Latchman. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.